Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Sunday night hip-hop classics. I'm in the building. What's going on? What's going down? It's your boy making noise in the background. It's my man Jizzle Blah Blizzle. He's in the building with me. Brought my son to the studio with me, but he can't come into the booth with me, so he's making a lot of noise in the background. But that's all right, Jizzle, because Daddy's going to rock the house anyway. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu. Last night was a great show. I made sure everybody knew, and I'm going to say it again this show. Get out there early to vote. Even though that ain't what this show is about, make sure y'all stay out there early to vote. I'm going to get a little news for y'all, and I'm going to get back into some music, because once again, this is the day that we play all the hip-hop Sunday classics. We're going to get into some Bobby Christina and Bobby Christina Brown and some Sissy Houston. Well, Bobby Christina Brown, Sissy Houston, has backed off on her attempt to keep Whitney Houston money from Bobby Christina for years. We found out that Sissy Houston settled her beef with Bobby Christina, and actually TMZ broke the story. Sissy and Pat Houston, executors of Whitney Estate, had filed legal papers hoping that to drastically change the way that, you know, Whitney's fortunes would be paid out to the 18-year-old Bobby Christina Brown, because, you know, they felt it was much too soon. She was too young. That was too money for her to have. It was also still be was to receive her money, which was about a, Bobby Christina was to receive her money, which was about an estimated $20 million, three separate chunks of 10% when she turns. When she turns 21, she gets $2 million. Just under the age of 25, when she gets 25, a little bit, she gets $4 million. And the remainder of the son she gets when she turns 30 years old. So that's how the money is broken down to her. Now we learned that case has been dismissed. She could take her money, virtually a payout, you know, she could take her money any way she wanted. But that's the plan that they gave her. They didn't want her to, the grandmother didn't want her to have the money like that. They felt they wanted to control the money. They felt giving her, $2 million when she turns 21, then 25, giving her $4 million. But I think that's a nice breakdown myself, you know what I mean? I think that's good because, you know, after that, she's 30 years old. She has $60 million. She'd probably be an actress that made her own money in investments and everything like that. But that's what's going down in the news today. We in the building. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. We on a Sunday night classic hip hop and Beef Stu Radio. Y'all know how we do it. You know where you're at.
Man, I don't even know why you front all the time.
Hello world.
Hello world.
Hello world. I'd like to dedicate this record to all those people who look to have something to say to those people out there who swear they're fresh, but they're really not fresh. Always fronting all the time, going around, acting like they're part of the crew, if you know what I mean. But they're not really down. They're not really part of the crew. And if you ever find yourself by the loss of words, you can say something that goes like this.
Thank you.
I wonder where you got them. Polyester pants with the big bell bottom. A big brim hat that makes me want to holler.
Yes, where we at? We at Beef Stew Radio. That's Sir Reebok. We here today doing our thing. Back in some more hip-hop news. Well, not really hip-hop news, just music news. Madonna, right? We got some news about Madonna, y'all. Madonna, she was in concert out in New Orleans on the MDNA tour. You know what I'm saying? And the Material Girl, you know what I'm saying? She asked the crowd who's registered to vote. She had, I don't care who you vote for, as long as you vote for Obama. Drawing boos and touting Obama over Republican Mitt Romney, Madonna followed, seriously, I don't care who you vote for, don't take this privilege for granted, just go and vote. Madonna's vote, so, you know, she's also, you know, she's known to be outspoken. You remember in Colorado, where Mind Food, she was shooting there, and she had a fake gun and a masked gunman at her concert. Remember, run up in Denver, Colorado, and they kind of got offensive by that. You know, Madonna's been having a tough crowd lately. Actually, this crowd got up and walked out, you know what I mean, out of her performance. Must have been a real conservative crowd because they got up and walked out. A lot of people. And, you know, Madonna, it's kind of confusing because Madonna, who recently called the president a black Muslim in the White House, that's what she said one time. So it's, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them hard situations. You know what I'm saying? It's really one of those hard situations to talk about, man. That's crazy. Madonna in the news today. We're dealing with that right now. This is Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. Everybody's talking about get out the vote. A lot of women have Monique. I think it was Monique, and I also think it was, what's this girl name? A few girls got that Stacey Dash. I know it's more than like four girls that got that Stacey Dash, man, for her pick of Mitt Romney. Like I said, everybody got the right to pick who they want to pick. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy that this vote thing is going. It's so crazy right now where it's just not the same, man. It's just not the same. It's so hard that it's like, I think it almost seemed like war. This voting thing. It doesn't even seem like you know. Like the best thing, and the vote supposed to be the best thing. Oh, Vivica Fox is who I was talking about earlier, y'all, too. Vivica Fox, she got at Stacey Dash too, saying, you know, they, you know, and it's really political with Stacey Dash. She doesn't like the taxes. She want to pay less taxes. You know, she's up there in taxes, so she want to pay less taxes. She making a decent amount of money. And that's what it's really about. Well, it's not really that she views a lot of the same thing as Mitt Romney. But a lot of women felt their way about it because there's so many women's issues dealing with this year's election, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the problem is at, is so many women's issues, man. So we're in the building, Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew. You know how I do it. I make the punks jump up and get beat down. I slow it down. I do it at all because I'm in the building. How we do it now. Prodigies,
right on the track. Sign my name with the dot, diamond deep in me, a smooth beat. Bronx crowd roar, suck up your whack cam, everybody hits the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rhyme, cover pack, they want to kneel to the brothers. You must be holding, but something good in his chest, now his whole body swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it, so it don't mean jack to me. He's gone, that's how I'm supposed to be. Check it out now, I ain't going out, man, that's your style is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, answer dread. He out of cannon, that's bad. Send my love to the one that I got from my old dad.
Was flash when a sucker tried to rob me for my cash. You thought you had a sweet big nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick? Cause I'm not a up.
No.
I'll do the selling if I gotta do the swelling. My Nike will be smelling your rectum till you learn. Brand new being yo, you gotta respect them, dissect them. Yo, a word is born regardless. To whom or what and I do the boomer strut and step the hell off before I punch you in your face with a goddamn bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. It's gonna flood south to the ground. Then you're gonna know I don't play around. So if you think you had two soft new jacks, we're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw. And you won't pop that junk no more. Explain it to your punk friends you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like the sissy in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord, your mom will live long. Cause I give strong blows to the head. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, rock slider, you catch the speed, not he, not. And hell will be your home, Lord, your monster die. As you swell, you're gone.
I'm in the building, man. It's your man DJ Big Stu once again doing it real big. We're going to talk about some sports news right now. We in the building talking about some sports news while my son gets mad because he wants to come in the back room and rock with the DJ in the laboratory. And the crazy part about it is that they got the door open and I'm like trying to tell them to close the door. Anyway, that's how it is at Beast the Radio. Everybody's running around. So there's people on this side of Beast the Radio. They sitting there. I don't even know the people live. They're just sitting there like just chilling, looking at me like smiling. Hey, hi everybody. How y'all doing? Y'all good? All right, that's cool. And then there's my little son over there running around on the other side of the building being bad as hell that we can hear right now. At least I can hear him. I don't know if the party people can hear him, but I can hear him. And then it's Kay Nicole and her whole crew of girlfriends down in the other room down there acting like Sunday is Friday. This is how it is at Beast Dude Radio. This is the hood, the Harlem hip-hop radio station, the hottest station in Harlem, and you know how we do. We rock when we rock and we rock and we don't stop. In sports news today, James Harden signed a deal with the Houston Rockets. The Oklahoma City Thunder star, all-star guard, was traded to the Houston Rockets Saturday night. Yes, the Rockets, you know, the Rockets sent guards Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lin, and future draft considerations to Oklahoma City for Harden. The Thunder will send center Cole Aldridge and forward Liza Hayward and DeJuan Cook to the Rockets. Houston will also send two 2013 first round draft picks from the Dallas and Toronto to the Thunder. So sources said that, you know, Harden wasn't able to reach an extension with the Thunder. General manager San Presti, and which moved them to quickly trade him. They said, you know, they wanted to sign Harden to an extension, but at the end of the day, the situations that had to work for everybody that was involved. So the ownership showed their commitment to the organization with several significant officers. That's what the owner said, Presti said, and they were unable to reach a mutual agreement and therefore executed a trade that capitalized on the opportunity to bring players of Kevin's caliber. You know what I mean? So, you know, the Rockets in turn, you know, they sent Kevin, you know, Kevin Martin. So the Thunder got Kevin Martin. So they feel like they got somebody in return, you know. And a young talent like Jeremy Lab, you know what I mean? So, you know, they felt in the draft picks, which could be important to the organizational goals and sustainable team. And, you know, basically they ended with, we appreciate James and Cole, Daquan, and Eliza contribution to the Thunder community and wish them the best in their future. And that's messed up. Harden last season was NBA Sixth Man of the Year, recently turned down a four-year offer worth about $52 million. Now, you know, he's been looking for over, like, about $60 million. He's trying to get over, like, $60 million. So, you know, it's about the money in basketball, man. And, if you know, some teams have the money and some teams don't. And I guess this team doesn't have the money right now. So he's going where he's going. But, you know, that's how it is, man. This is how it is. This is the world. People are not working for free. They're not doing things for free. Guys are doing things for money. These basketball players are getting money, man. I played basketball really good when I was growing up. But, you know, I just gave up on it. But I wish I didn't, man, because I see how much basketball players are making these days. They're making trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, man. I mean, guys that aren't even that good as guys that I played with is making trillions of dollars. So, you know, I just got to understand, and I'm not a hater. I just don't understand it, you know. But we doing what we doing in the building because we in the building. Some more brand new again.
Yeah.
One ball.
One for all.
If my name was David Ruffin, quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I could take it from the wax, so then I take a buffin' and I'm act. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But should I act? Better to sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main clashes, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phones out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes of Sprung and Linkin Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I think her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cabot. I got a bad habit, similar to the girl, but she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I whip behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like guy, and I'm stick out your thumb and hit, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Bet you that's a fine
one for all.
My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go myself and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I caught somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and a fresh phrase from Rob. Jump on the phone and dial the narrow. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunt in a fall, ripped up a leashman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drinks from Glackens. And when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top damn news. I was fast because I'm like that. They can't see this. Read
my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So mom, reach deep in your purses, and mommy, take me home and try me and do me well. But then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual. Girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so joke. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get challenges. And your analysis is that the Lord which rhymes in the shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man, eating up suckers as if I was fat man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the ledge of why I'm dumb. And I'm saying yo, touch of freedom. Power equally with the God, so you can build and phone your cipher. All your life, you must keep true. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, do that goal, which makes the student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all.
People did, she started to pig out again, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to say she's going to be the chubby lumpkin that she, that she sees now, but it's just sad, you know. This guy's making a fortune off the family, and this is what he's doing. His name, once again, is Bryce Chandler Hill. He's 21. Looking like Justin Bieber, I guess a gay version of Justin Bieber. And that's what it is, and he's trying to make fame, you know. A lot of people is not going to like him for that, especially in the gay community, because, you know, people be, you know, they're not going to like that. It's hard enough. They have a hard time as it is, and people's not going to like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is how it's going down. This is how it's going down. This is how it's going down, going down. DJ Biggs, too, and I'll be dancing. I'll be dancing. Now, it's a beautiful Sunday night. It's a beautiful Sunday night to rock some hip hop. It's a beautiful Sunday night to do all type of things. It's a beautiful Sunday night to dance with the music. Remember that song, Dance With The Music? But I'm not going to play that. Because people are like, why is he going to play that? Why is he going to play Dance With The Music? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't. Zoe Salander, you know, that's the model, the actress, model. You know what I'm saying? She's wrapped up in gold for her role. She's like an actress and model. You know, you've seen her in different movies, you know what I'm saying? Well, she's gonna be Nina Simone. Yep. She's playing Nina Simone. Zoe Salander was spotted wearing makeup, the headrest, and the time period was, you know, custom for the film, appropriate for the film and of Nina Simone. So she's gonna be Nina Simone, which is gonna be something really. A real good movie. I'm glad they're making a movie about Nina Simone. You know, it's sometimes, you know, it takes forever for some people to get their props. You know, one thing about the rap world has helped a lot of people. The rap world has helped a lot of people because, not to say help people, but keeping people out there, you know what I mean? The rap world has done that, like he, because you know people always talking about the Nina Simone this, the Nina Simone that, you know, she has so many albums that it's just crazy, man. I heard my boy Rich, man, he used to always kick rhymes about Nina Simone. You know, Nina Simone that. You know, now, people are attacking Zoe Salander, too, for her virtues as an actress instead of her reaction, her postures, well, Miss Salander will be able to cast as Nina Simone. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's unfair. You know what I'm saying? Because they want, you know, Nina Simone is a singer. You know, she's a definitely singer who was very widely respected, and it was a period of time when, you know, the 1960s to 70s, a period of time where her music meant a lot, man. So for you people that don't know, she became a major figure in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. And the fixtures and protests like Selma to Montgomery March, and she, you know, in her popular editions of "I Love You" and, you know, "Porgy" from, you know, like "Porgy and Bess" and "My Baby Just Cares for Me." You know, she also wrote songs that addressed racism facing African Americans, including Mississippi Goddamn, you know, That was which was a response to Mega Evans' killings, and Four Women, which describe, you know, the story, the histories and skin tones of four black women. You know, Simone celebrated her looks, which were unconventionally by showing by the world at the time, because, you know, it was a thing with light skinned women with pretty hair and stuff like that. You know, she was a real dark skinned sister with a afro, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she wrote stuff. So Kat, you know, so a lot of people may feel like casting a woman who doesn't look like Nia Simone is troubling. A lot of scholars of Africa and the African studies have said that. And this is crazy that, because, you know, it's crazy because she's one that people want her story to be told right. You know what I'm saying? And she's a real dark skinned sister, Nina Simone. So they felt like, you know, Zoe Salander, she's an actress, but she's kind of fair skinned. You know, she's light skinned. I might see her in a lot of Tyler Perry movies, but maybe she can fit the role. So maybe they seen what she could put to the thing. But this is one of the things that we're talking about the division, the divide of America. That this will become a big issue to people that. How are they casting her for Nina Simone? There has been a lot of casting of different biographies and tell the true stories. Like, I wouldn't think this lady looked at so much like Tina Turner to me. I didn't. She was strong in the arms, but I didn't see her, you know, to make me think she would have been a good Tina Turner. Or a couple of the Michael Jacksons that they had. You know, so... It works out like that, you know? It works out like that. But this, with Nina Simone, this one is a deep joint. People is not feeling it. And it's not to say that the actress, because people very much well respect the actress. It's just that they just want, they feel that Nina Simone's story should be told. And, you know, even her brother, Blast, you know, her brother Blast, the casting, could they say Zoe was the... Her brother, the late Sean Nina Simone, is furious with the upcoming buyout about her, slamming that its contents and casting stars, Avatar star Zoe Salander would link to the title roles. Like, he's just saying he don't understand. His name is Sam Wyman, Nina Simone's brother, and he's one of her five siblings. And he held a press conference at the Nyack Village Theater on Main Street and in Hollywood, and he protested about his sister. He had a news conference in Westchester also, and he was appalled. He was appalled. And he was upset about how they cast somebody like that. His sister was a jazz and soul legend who greatest hits filled, you know, like I said, you know, Porgy and Bess, you know, this person had a song, Porgy and Bess. Some of you young people out there don't even understand what Porgy and Bess was. It was a famous play, it was on television, it was something that growing up for some black people, it was something to watch. When people was watching The Rose or the Ten Commandments or movies like that was being made, there was a movie called Porgy and Bess that was actually made, and it was one of the biggest movies that was for black people, you know what I'm saying? And it was really big, and it was black and white. I think it had Sidney Poitier in it. Not right, but, you know, that was a deep movie, so... You got to do what you got to do, man. History speaks for itself. Got to make up your mind.
Why don't you make up your mind?
Sunday night classic hip hop, taking you back. We play a little bit of everything. I'm gonna give y'all some names right now. Now I want y'all to get inspired by some celebrity people who named their children some strange names, different names that you might not hear about all the time. You know what I mean? So let's take Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a daughter named Apple. Apple. That wasn't hard to think of. Apple. You know what I mean? Actually, in the movie Paid in Full, the uncle name was Apple. Apple's a street name. And it's a damn shame that Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid that. When she got into Harlem, that little kid is named after every gangster in Harlem. Yes, your little daughter is named gangsters? You thought it was a name for a little girl. Nope. Big black guy, 6 foot something, gangster name. A few black guys named that. A lot of black guys' name is Apple. Knew one lady named Apple. And she was a gangster. But it didn't matter. Nicolas Cage. Kyle. Now, y'all would say Kyle, right? It's not that Kyle. But it's K-A-L-E-L. Kyle. Kyle L. K-A-L, Cal-L, Cal-L. Now, Ashley Simpson, Bronx Mowgli. Bronx Mowgli? Seriously, y'all tell me. Bronx Mowgli, Mowgli, Bronx Mowgli. Bronx Mowgli, Bronx Mowgli. Why the Bronx? They're going to be calling him Boogie Down for short. A little Boogie Down. Courtney Cox named her daughter Coco. Mind you, these are all white people so far. We're waiting for the black people to come, which probably be Will Smith. But we're waiting for them. Woody Allen's son, Satchel, a.k.a. Ronan Seamus. I don't know. All right, I was telling y'all we was waiting for the black people. Here they go. Erykah Badu and Andre 3000. Guess what they named their son? Director Robert Rodriguez and his sons Rogue and Rebel. T.I. and his son, Your Majesty, Messiah. Messiah is not a bad name, but I didn't know Your Majesty was that. But Your Majesty, Messiah. Location. Okay, T.I. Sure, he got a lot of money, so it's different if you born into money. You might could be called Your Majesty, you know. Frank Zappa and wife Gail Zappa named their bundle of joy Moon Unit. Moon Unit. That's crazy, right? Actor Jason Lee and then girlfriend Beth Ryan Reshraf named their son Pilot Inspector. White people on drugs when they was having a baby. Trust me when I said. Alicia Silverstone and her chubby chins, Bear. That's her son name, Bear. His real name. Her Chubskins Bear. That's his name, Chubskins Bear. White people on drugs. See, the two black people that you have were strange. Erykah Badu was strange and Andre 3000 was strange, so they fit with y'all. Irish songwriter, singers, Bob Geldof and his daughter, Fifi Trixie Bell. Fifi Trixie Bell. I don't know. She kind of looked like Fifi Trixie Bell, so it doesn't work. Tony Braxton, her sons, Denim and Diesel, Miss Braxton, for real. Gwyneth Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, Zuma. That's their cat name, Zuma. Adopted child of Angela Jolie Maddox. And this is really shameful because he's a little Chinese little kid and they named him Maddox. Maddox. There's only one person named Maddox and there's two people named Maddox. There's one named Madoff, Maddox. You named them after some stuff for indigestion and bad stomach stuff. You named them after the competitor Pepto-Bismol. I think so. I'm not sure. Or you named them after the Andy Griffin other show. You know, when Andy Griffin got 90, he still was acting, and he had another show where he was Maddox. Madlock. I know, I'm just playing with that. People like, that's Madlock. I'm just playing. Y'all get so serious out there, man. It's getting ready to be a storm in New York City. You're supposed to be cuddling up with your loved ones, smoking on some Kush, if you smoke. If not, just laying there watching TV. Some of y'all drinking scissor. Some of y'all out there drinking that crap. Some of y'all just sitting there drinking the brew, laying under the cover. Some guy out there right now, crazy by himself, bugging out, listening to me and planning to blow up the world at the same time. Isn't that crazy that you know that it's somebody like that? It's like you know, like somebody that listened to you is bugged out. It's scary trying him right now because he's listening to me, and I said that to him, like, oh, yo, that's scary. We living in the scary times. That's why I always say get out and go vote early. We're going to get back into some more music, some more news. I'm just trying to give y'all some names, you know, that y'all might like. Oh, yeah, Fortis Whitaker and his wife and their daughter, True. You know, that's the name of their daughter, True. Fortis Whitaker and his wife, True. So, Madlock, True, and the rest of the people with the crazy names, that's what it is. Once again, you listen to Beef Stew Radio, your man DJ Big Stew, I am in the building, and I want you to throw your guns in the air.
Take them out, bring them out.
Hell, shit falling out here. You hear the boy? fucking with me, G. I'm a poor head with a knife. I want the money all your life. So, throw your guns in the air. And fuck, fuck, like you just don't care. Just throw your guns in the air. And fuck, fuck, like you just don't care. Just throw your guns in the air. And fuck, fuck, like you just don't care. Just throw your guns in the air. And fuck, fuck, like you just don't care.
Do you want it? Yeah. Well, if you had it, would you want it? Yeah. Well, it's yours. Wiggle and talk, so I fell asleep with my face in my plate and the when the bill came up, boy, boy, I stop. I say I don't pay for nothing. I'm the king of the slop. Slop.
Remember, you're your mama's son. You made her cry and stay up all night. bet. So put me to the test, and I'm sure you'll soon agree that I got no flaws, cause I'm down by law when it comes to rocking viciously. You see, cause of when I was a little baby boy, my mama gave me a brand new toy. Two turntables with a mic, and I learned to rock like a Dolomite. Time went by on this God creation. I knew someday I would rock the nation, so I made up my mind just what to do. And I joined with the Gem on production crew. So go crazy, go crazy, don't let your body be lazy. I said don't stop the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. Clean out your ears, then you open your eye. If you wanna hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn. Cause Cosmo's taking his turn to burn.
Take the seat and no energy. Then you add M-O and the frequency. Add a funky beat, and little what you see. It's Cosmo D, yeah baby, that's me. I've got the beat, but that's oh so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo, rock that, yo. Rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's the fact. Or the Jam on crew, or rock your body right down. Rock a steam locomotive, right off the track. It's the whole wide world of funk attack. To the beat, yo, get down. Let me rock it to the rhythm of the funk sound. From hill to hill, from Z to Z. And when Jam on's rocking, everybody scream. Jam on.
Thank you.
up and put it to rest. I am a poet. He try to show it, yet blow it. It takes concentration for fresh communication, observation. That is to see without speaking. Take off your coat, take notes. I am teaching a class, or rather school, because you need schooling. I am not a king or queen. I'm not ruling. This is an introduction to poetry, a small dedication to those that might know of me. They might know of you, and maybe your gang. But one thing's for sure, neither one of y'all can hang, because you, I'm like an arrow that got you the crossbow. Say something now. Annihilation and destruction of the next man. That's not poetry, that is insanity. It's simply fantasy, far from reality. Poetry is the language of imagination. Poetry is a form of positive creation. Typical, isn't it the point? You're missing it, your face is in front of my hand, so I'm kissing it. Like all the others, they just cover while I just smother every single stupid mother. Wait, brother, KRS-One will have to show another MC or self-proclaimed king or queen or gang or crew or solo or team that I mean business. So tell me, what is this? See, I come from the Bronx, so just kiss this. Boogie Down Productions is someone's an experiment. The answer's up a sucker and sees and they're fearing it. It's self-explanatory, no one's writing for me. The poetry I'm rattling is really
electoral votes needed to win the re-election.
election, having beaten back Republican Mitt Romney's attempt to convert momentum from the debates into support in the all-important Ohio, according to the Associated Press analysis week before Election Day. While Democratic incumbent has the upper hand in the electoral vote hunt, Romney has pulled even or slightly ahead in polling in the few pivotal states, including Florida and Virginia. The Republican challenge also appears to have advantage in North Carolina, the most conservative of the hotly contested 9 states that will determine the winner. While in a tight race with Obama for a very popular vote, Romney continues to have fewer state-by-state paths than Obama to reach 270. Without Ohio's 18 electoral votes, Romney would need at least minute victories in nearly all the remaining up-for-grabs states, managed to pick off key states leaning Obama way, such as Iowa and Wisconsin. You know, so he needs some states like Iowa and Wisconsin to help him out. To be sure, anything can happen, you know, the coming days to influence the November 6th elections. The AP analysis isn't intended to predict the winner. Rather, it meant to just provide a snapshot of the race that has been stubbornly closed to a small number of competitive states all year. You know what I mean? The analysis shows that Obama probably would win at least 271 electoral votes from 21 states, including Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the District of Columbia. Romney seemed on track for 206 from 23 states, including North Carolina. Obama won that state in 2008. The campaign aggressively this year. But Obama team acknowledges that North Carolina right now is the most difficult state for him to win. Colorado, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Virginia, with a combined 61 votes at stake, could go either way. You know, I'm counting on Iowa. Iowa could make decide the next president. So that's where we at, man. Hip hopping, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all get out there early to vote, man. My name is DJ Big Stool. I'm in the building. Big Bizzle. I'm in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play a couple of more joints in the joint, man. And I'm going to head out of here, man. Thank y'all for listening to the Sunday Night Hip Hop Classics, where I play the hip hop classics for you every Sunday night. We're going to get up out of here, man. We're going to rock hard with some hip hop, because we know that's what y'all love, hip hop. Tune in tomorrow night, tune in Tuesday night. Brian Bart Batten, a former news St. Louis Cardinal. I'm reading something at the same time. You know, I'll be doing like 20 things while I'm on the radio with y'all, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. Oh yeah. I'm with this.
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiendish plot, schemed and dreamed for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs in a record store. Some is sniffing and some is puffing, some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing.
Move. that's awareness. And I possess finesse and we share this. I'm at the top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat, too fresh to be stale. I stay deaf beyond 2000. And my spirit will keep arousing all new jack boys and girls. And I never had Jerry Curl. Smooth beat, rolling right and exact. And giving no slack, I'm telling you flat that. So prime connoisseur, never leaving your board on the dance floor. You want more smoothies, got enough for four scores. Chewing MCs like Reese's Pieces, and treating other MCs like feces. They walk around with no direction. They get mad over our complexion. They didn't pass inspection. Nice and smooth is your best direction. I like an Audi with fuel injection. Don't wear glasses, got good perception. Used to rock at the Teak Connection. And Teddy Ted got the scratch in section. You know what I'm saying?
Destroy. in the back. And why do we call ourselves niggas for life? Because if we die, we still going to be some dead niggas.
Brothers from Compton, you're almost there, but the FBI has a little message for you.